Hey guys, it's Elle. New week, new podcast, late podcast. I have recorded two podcasts already, and I haven't even re-listened to them. They just didn't feel right. So I just kept waiting figured I'd keep trying until one felt right. And I think this is going to be the one. So it's so funny, because like when I started this podcast, I fully intended it for it to just be funny. Like I was just going to talk about the funny things of parenting. And instead, I feel like it's like every day I peel back a layer of who I am and I share more of myself. And, you know, it's funny because in the culture we live in now, I guess that's like, I didn't even think about this until now, but it's kind of hip, right? Like Brené Brown is always talking about vulnerability and she's like super loved and valued. And so like being vulnerable is becoming more in, I guess. And I think that's beautiful because maybe, just maybe, we'll save our culture. And through vulnerability, we'll get less bullying at schools and we'll get more children who stop and listen to each other and pay attention to each other and care for each other's hearts. But I also know that I hear all these statistics about kids without two-parent homes and kids who don't have enough and kids in the foster system who are just bounced around, and so obviously it's a rough world we live in, but hopefully, just hopefully, vulnerability will help a little bit. So I know I've been promising that the next week would be a funny one, but every time I just try to talk about something funny, I don't feel like it's as genuine, doesn't feel like it's really coming from my heart about what's going on. So this is going to be another vulnerable episode of the unwritten memoir. And this is why this memoir is not written, because that's a little too vulnerable. Like, I don't mind, you know, going back and re-listening to it or having someone else go back and re-listen to it, but writing it down, that would be scary. But anywho, so most recently I've just been thinking about motherhood, and I was on Twitter the other day. No, it was today actually. And it kind of summed it up. It was like, it was a hashtag that they had people answering, like, what are your parenting struggles? And I've been thinking about that for a while. And I think one of the biggest things for me is vulnerability. This is a double. Okay. So I have two. One is vulnerability. And then two is my own like shame. I said vulnerability? No. Control. Control and then my own shame. And I'll explain both. So I struggle with control in the fact that it's really important to me that my kids don't feel like, I don't want to be the kind of parent that I'm just trying to control my kids, getting them to march to the beat of my drum. They are actual human people with, like, they were created for a purpose in the same way that I was. They have real thoughts, real emotions. What they have to say is equally as viable as what I have to say, even if they don't have all the words yet that they like to communicate that, but they are that important. And so in that, it is easy to just throw around your child's heart because they can't fight for themselves yet. Instead of taking the time to recognize that it is a full heart, and it requires time, love, affection, attention, and those kinds of things. So for me, I don't know if it's obvious, but if you guys have been listening to my podcast, you probably know that my weak point is nap time. The one thing that I want to control out of my kids, I guess I also used to really struggle with appearance, like how my kids behaved in front of others, but now I've kind of let that go and it's getting way better. Funny, right? But anyways, nap time. I just want my kids to go down for a nap so that I can get 1 to 2 hours of alone time. That's all I'm asking for, right? I just want some time to myself, to breathe, think things through, you know, have vision and those kinds of things. And, you know, they don't go down for naps, you guys. That's not part of their plan. It's definitely part of mine, but it's not part of theirs. Now, I'm not saying that they fight they fight sleep every time they go down. I'm just saying that sometimes it goes perfectly and sometimes they're babies, right? So sometimes my daughter wants to run around in circles and jump on her bed and gather all her toys and sing loudly. Sometimes my son wants to cry for 1 minute before he goes to sleep, but 1 minute longer than I'm comfortable with, so then I get him out probably before I should have. Or sometimes he wakes up after only being asleep for 15 minutes. Now, they don't usually try and wake each other up, but sometimes it just happens. And it is by far the hardest thing for me. Actually, right now, I recorded this in two parts, one earlier today and then now in the evening. And right now we are going through the process of bedtime. And for bedtime, we read a story, say, Daddy says a prayer, and then the kids say a prayer, and then now my son goes down first, and then we read a second book with my daughter, and then she goes down. Well, right now, she's probably gotten out of the bed 16 times. Not literally, probably 5. And so, the first time, I'm totally understanding and I walk in and I lay with her for a minute and we talk and cuddle and then I go out. The next time, a little bit more stern, it's time for bed. That's what your sign says, it's time for bed. She hates that there's a sign that says that. I was like, you need to lay down. You have to respect the sign. Then I leave. Then I hear really loud footsteps again because she's attempting to get my attention. And so it's hard for me. My husband just kind of lets her run around and then only goes in if called. But I have such a hard time with that. I don't want her up running around. I'm like, why won't you lay in the bed? And I feel like it's like a control thing for me. Not so much, it's just I want her to do it a certain way. And so when I really let go of that, and I'm like, okay, what do I really want out of this? I want my daughter to go to sleep. She will for sure go to sleep. Okay, so I want her to get in her bed, and I want her to understand and respect bedtime. Tonight, for instance, we put her down early because she was literally like a walking zombie. But then as soon as she hits the bed, it's like she gets, energy from somewhere. But then, she might run out of her bed, then she'll run back to her bed and sing. So it's not like it's really hurting anyone. So why am I so worried about it, And she will definitely fall asleep, but just take some time. And so for me, I'm just trying to teach myself to take a deep breath. Let her be too. Don't start defining how sleep's going to go for the rest of her life based on this moment. Let it be a process and a learning thing. And I guess trust her in that, that she will go to bed. So it's definitely, definitely hard for me. I hear footsteps right now, and I just want to get up and go in there and say, lay in your bed, it's time for bed, which I will do eventually. But right now, I'm just trying to be hands-off for a moment. Trying to go in there with a different attitude, not frustrated, but just kind of what time it is. I don't know, it's just, it really is hard to find that balance of I am the mom, I am the parent, you need to go to bed. To, recognizing that she's a kid too and that it will work itself out type thing. So, and you know, it's all these choices I made. Like, I think that they should be in the same room together. I think that, like, I've just heard how great it is, and yet it's like one of my big stressors because I'm always worried that my daughter's going to wake my son. He doesn't really ever wake up for her. He sleeps through that. Anything else, he won't, but for her, he'll pretty much sleep through that. She's like white noise for him. But yeah, so I don't know. It's just, it's a really interesting predicament for me. I don't know about for everybody. And so it's really weird to me that like something so small can be such a huge, huge thing for me. Like, seriously, guys, can I just comment like this? Like, it's so funny to me, like, all I want out of life is, like, 2 hours at midday and then, like, quick and easy bedtime so that I can have my night. It's really always about me, right? Like, technically, I just want to be selfish with my time and I want my kids to do exactly what I want so that I can breathe. But, like, that's just not how it works. And I just have to let go of that expectation that that's how it's going to go and things go much better. But I have to do that, like, I have to practice that, like, every single day. And then it's not like your kids only call you into their room once. It's like the 300th time that I can breathe through it. And I'm not lying. Like, half the time I'm sitting in the bed talking to my husband about it, and he falls asleep. Like, he takes a nap around this time. Like, so right after story time, he'll fall asleep when I'm putting her down. And then he sleeps because I'm like over. Like, I handle bedtime most of the time. And so sometimes he'll handle it, but I don't know. They call me all the time, probably because I'm home most of the time. So I handle bedtime, and so he like takes a nap during this time. So if he is awake, I'll talk to him about it. But if not, then it's like it's always this thing that I face alone. Like, I'm like the lone ninja. We talk about it later, like to help me come up with ideas and stuff like that. But I don't know, it's just hard for me, you guys. Like, I need a cheerleading squad to be like, go, L, go, you got this, go, L, go, you got this. But I will say overall that with me thinking about things, stuff has been getting better. Much better on every platform. My daughter's still 2, but we practice red light, green light all the time now, and she listens to it. And now we've stepped down from just hitting to doing this new thing where she goes shoo, 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 like she's shooing flies off the butter because that's in a song. And so she's not just directly hitting anymore. Now she's trying to go shoo, shoo, shoo. Or she'll say that a doll is saying shoo, shoo, shoo. If she's frustrated about something, and I explain to her, I'm like, not even the dolls can hit, you know. You can growl like a bear, but hitting is never okay. That's not okay. It's not ever going to be okay, and it's not going to be acceptable. So, we'll see how things go. Wish me luck. There's nap time tomorrow and bedtime tomorrow, so I'll have all these things to deal with and address every single day until my daughter's done taking a nap. Which I'm hoping that's not till like 6. I'm not going to tell her there's not nap time until then. But anyways, so I just hope everybody has a really good week. This was a really quick podcast, but it's my biggest issue right now, the whole control thing. And just letting go of that. And I suck at it. Yeah, so I love you guys. And I'd love to know like what you guys are dealing with. Like, what's your kind of, what do they say? Like, hashtag parenting struggle. So what's your parenting struggle? I'd love you guys to just message me on Instagram or DM me on Twitter. On Twitter, I'm Memoir Unwritten, but for Instagram, I'm The Unwritten Memoir. So check me out on those platforms too. I just really love to hear from you guys. And yeah, thanks for listening. Bye. Love you guys.